Bear Podcast 306.
Y'all can have him. I'll take him.
I'll take the first two.
And him.
What are you guys talking about? Is that a...
Looking at the bobsled team picture.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're into the bobsled... Oh, yeah, the guys from the Night Train. But anyway, let's introduce ourselves in the show. Hey, before we go on, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
This is Jeremy.
And our friend Jeremy is joining us. He's our surprise guest. I'm surprised. Well, not really.
Podcast virgin, so.
You're a first guy.
Yeah, virgin.
You're right.
Oh, Nard, you're so.
Virgin, you're so right. Dumb. Yeah, it's a. You were a Louis virgin last week.
I was.
And then now you're a podcast virgin. It's a good thing you joined us. It's always fun to have new people in the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone, welcome. This is episode 306. And yeah, it's still cold here in Houston for us. And how about you guys? Is it cold over there in the south, in that part of Houston?
You mean in central Houston? Yes, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, it is. Over here, it's about 40 degrees plus. Yes, for me, it's very cold. Okay, listener. To the listeners, yes, 40 or 50 is cold.
That picture's
for me.
Been touched up.
Oh. Oh, what are you looking at? Oh, the...
I'm looking at the Steve Holcomb pictures because I'm trying to figure out who he is. But I got one here where you can see the full frontal, but they've been touched up because everything's just kind of black and you can't see any bulges or anything.
Oh, you know the video that I just sent you? It's in your email. It's him dancing, and he's got the biggest bulge there, and it's really
clear. They're definitely not wearing underwear at all.
They're not. And the guy beside him is really hung. I should post a picture of that. I should grab that picture. Make it as a part of the album art. So what are you guys drinking? You guys are drinking? This is the first time we've been drinking.
That's Miller Lite for me.
I'm drinking water.
You're drinking water. I'm drinking Bud Light here. Very
very watery. Yeah.
Manager, you're not supposed to stick the whole neck down your throat like that to drink.
Not the usual I do, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing you guys are... I got together tonight over there. You guys have dinner. What's for dinner? What was for dinner? Did you cook, Ray?
No, I had leftover pizza. What did you have?
I had chicken nuggets. It was a
chicken nuggets. Healthy,
chicken nuggets.
Healthy, yes.
I had buffalo chicken nuggets from Kroger. So anyway, very healthy. That's true. Anyway, so before we go on, we have to announce our winner. Our winner for our
what they win, Maynard?
Contest. They win.
They won.
They won. Yeah, I'm burping. It's bad to drink while you're podcasting. For Drenched First 6, it's going to be on March 26th to 28th. And it's actually a free registration to Drenched Fur.
Oh, does this include airfare?
No. Okay. People made the mistake about that. Oh, I want to join because they... All expenses paid. No, just the registration. It's up to you.
Just a free registration.
Fly there or drive there or rent a room. So, okay, the winner is Ed from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yay, Ed.
Hey, Ed. So, congratulations, Ed. I'm going to send you an email and details on how you're going to redeem your... Re-registration. So, thank you, Gary, from the Drenched Fur Committee. He's the one we had Gary in the show a couple of weeks ago, and he offered this up a free registration to Drenched Fur. So, thank you, Gary, for the donation, and thank you, Ed, for joining for winning. Yeah, congratulations, Ed. Okay, so let's go on with our. Oh yeah, we were talking about Stephen Holcomb. Yeah, you guys are looking right now at the pictures of the.
We're watching the video that you sent.
Ah, okay. How do you like it? Around 40 seconds. If you go to the 40 second
I think we found that.
Yeah, part. we found that part because we paused and then we watched the cameraman to go in to get good crotch shots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was leaning towards the crotch. But the guy in the red, he's really hung. Did you guys notice that? He is more hung. But I think Steve Holcomb is all balls. If you look closely, it's all balls.
A lot of us have that problem.
Is that a problem or is that a good thing?
I don't know. Would it? For me, it's not a bad thing. For me, it's nice. It's very good to look at. And perhaps he's a grower. I imagine so. but the guy beside him with the in the suit, he's really really hung. Could really tell. I think when they were dancing there in that video, he really made himself hard. I think I'm thinking.
Maybe he's in the Bears.
Maybe he's a shower.
Maybe he's a real shower. Yeah, to show off. So congratulations to Team Holcomb. They won first place at the. The bobsled event by about a fraction of a second. But
is that that's not the that wasn't the same guy in that pink outfit, was it?
No, okay. No, it isn't. No. Yeah, that is a good one up here. Okay, so yeah, they won, and they have a video. I'll probably be playing a little bit of the audio that the video that I sent you guys, and he keeps dancing in these different cities.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's 29 years old. And he's from Utah.
He's Mormon?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so, too. Probably not, because he's not wearing the special underwear.
Good point.
You could tell, right?
True.
From the suit. But yeah, he's very cute. I found out about him a couple of weeks ago about there's this bear, bobsledder. And it's funny that I got to see him. I saw him last Saturday. We were watching the Olympics, and they won against Germany by about 40 seconds, I think. So, did you see that event, Jeremy?
No. I was mostly
there. Watching figure skating. Oh my!
Speed
God.
Skating, speed skating.
Oh, speed skating. Okay.
The Winter Olympics just don't interest me.
No, it doesn't. Not the Winter Olympics. It's all balls and camel toes. That's all I could say.
I don't know about all that. I just know I like the Summer Olympics better because they're wearing a lot less clothes and they're doing a lot more interesting stuff with their bodies.
I was surprised, though. The curling was surprisingly interesting to watch.
Is it really?
It was like watching slow motion pool. My attention was just there for the whole time. I couldn't believe it. It was very impressive. I watched the female gold medalists.
Were they all lesbians?
Most likely some of them were. I will say that.
Saturday Night Live did a spoof on the curl on the female curling thing, and it was being sponsored
by who?
Shit.
Some
vaginal cream. Vagisil or something like that. It's hilarious.
Vagisil. Well, yeah, it's interesting. It's like, to me, it's like bocce on ice. Like, you roll something, but there's an iPhone app for that. There's an app for that. What do you call this? It's called, it's Jamaican curling. Is that what they called it? It's on the iPhone. iPhone series. It's a free app. You rub your fingers around. First, you do the curling thing. You whatever that kettle is. What is it that they push?
No idea.
You have
a big old metal stone.
Yeah, it's a metal stone, and then it rolls.
And then they got the brooms, and they sweep it out in front of it.
Yeah, in the iPhone app, you rub your fingers on it. You rub your fingers, so it would.
I guess something
you could direct it. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But actually, for the people here in Houston, the Clear Lake group, there's a Clear Lake curling group that $15 you can go and you can try it out, have some fun. I think there's one in Dallas too. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Did you? What else did you watch before besides curling and the speed skating? I like speed skating. So, what else did you watch?
I like it. And then boys got some big old legs.
Mm-hmm. How about that guy? What's his name? Ono?
Apollo Ohno, yeah.
Apollo Ohno. He's really impressive. He's really good.
Isn't he Yoko Ohno?
I don't know. Is he?
No.
I don't know if he's related. I don't think he's related. And I like. I'm really rooting for him every time he plays. He's really fast. I'm really impressed by him. And it's just amazing. Anyway, okay, enough of the Olympics. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, the article that I sent you. Hooray.
What?
Let me see. Okay. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about that, you know, what happened to Uganda.
American trolls seen in Uganda as anti-gay push.
Yes, that's the, you talked about this a couple of episodes ago, and about some three Americans were responsible for what happened. Yeah, some evangelists who are trying to keep away from this story or keep away from this issue about them instigating their bill, Uganda's bill to execute. And now,
so we tell it all over again.
Yeah. So now we have some Uganda gays who are fighting back. So the article here says that, Kampala, Uganda. Even as Uganda's parliament considers the anti-homosexuality bill, which calls for the death penalty for some gay acts, a group of about 100 Ugandan gays and lesbians held a secret meeting to determine how to stand up for their rights. Yeah, it's amazing that they're still gonna do this. They are.
Yeah, but the police chief later said he's gonna hunt them down and kill them all.
You think so? I don't. They did it in a hotel. See, they are gay.
No, gays do it in the parks.
No, yes. I would, you know. It's like a bear run. It's a Ugandan run. Yeah, they get together in a hotel. They got together and they I don't know what they talked about, but as far as I know, they just got together and what is it called? Standing on the side of love, reimagining Valentine's Day. That's the title of their conference, of their group.
All I
can
say is they took this article that Maynard put up here, that sentence that's got these pictures of, it looks like Flavor Flav and his cousin with the mouths wide open, the eyes about to pop out.
He doesn't have a clock.
Look just like a big old gay dick ready to go pop up in their mouth. Mm-hmm. The straight guys, they're just waiting for it. They got their mouths open. And the gay agenda's just going to fall out the sky and pop in there, all 12 inches of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have 12 inches, right? Like, just like the guys in Hot Ethnic Men, right?
That's right. They're all well hung.
They're all well
like
hung.
Like me.
Oh, you're so humble, too. Ray, gosh. But anyway, okay, so it's good to hear that there are people who are you know, fighting for their rights, and until they're pulling out. They don't want to do the. I think they're kind of convinced not to do the death penalty. They're just gonna give them life in prison. But
gay men in prison.
Oh, Ray, stop it!
Have they not seen?
Have they not seen what happens in prison? Oh my God! All those fantasies.
What was the show?
Oz.
Maybe we need to send him Oz. This is what happens in prison with gay men. Mm-hmm.
Spooning. They have a different term for. But yeah, it's good that the. What if? Okay, what are the options for these people? What if they get caught, or do you think they should just escape or migrate somewhere? Well, don't we do asylum?
I don't know if they'll do asylum for being gay, though. I know that angle's been tried several times here, people getting the immigration status, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah. I know someone who's... okay, without revealing any names, I know someone who came from Iran who was, you know, it's also banned there. And, you know, you could get killed or something, but it's... yeah, he's here in the U.S. just because, you know, for asylum. Huh. Yeah, so we just, it's a way to escape, I guess. That's what the gays
do. But the whole thing is, it's like, why should you have to leave your country? I mean, your family's there, you grew up there, everything you know is there, and then just because you prefer to have sex with the same sex, you have to leave your country. I mean, I think it's stupid, but I mean, it's also dangerous. I mean, you know, look at, there are people actually want to execute people for having butt sex.
Mm-hmm. But that's Mother Nature already on their side, that they can't, they want to be who they are. It's just that they can't be in those countries, so.
Well, all they need to do is bust the religious leaders in Uganda having sex with little boys and get photos of it, and it will be all over them.
Oh, you mean to say turn the tables on them somehow and catch
them?
That's
right. Okay. You know, there'll be some toe-tapping up at the Ugandan airport.
That's got to be a very full airport.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How about you, Jeremy? Do you have any friends from other countries who tried to escape from their countries because they want to be safe here in the U.S.?
Or not in other countries, Canada, I know a couple of Muslim, you know, seen documentaries and whatnot on Muslim people trying to get into, you know, like Great Britain to seek asylum, and it's, you know, it's difficult, especially since they can't really prove that they're going to be killed back in their home country. So it's not easy to seek asylum. So
you have to somehow prove to the receiving country that you are really in danger. So that's what asylum is about. So what do? You run away, try to get wounded or something, and come to the U.S. embassy, or I don't know, how do you do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's like, what's it? Maybe they have to issue a death order against you or something.
Oh, really?
It's definitely
ask your friends or ex-friends to send letters or death threats to you. So you would and that's what you're gonna submit to get asylum, I guess. I don't know how that works. Maybe get a lawyer.
Well, anything you do, you gotta have lawyers, so regardless.
Yeah. But anyway, so going back to the article, congratulations to those people. Very brave of you guys. People,
yes. As we said, we kind of make fun of it, but it's very courageous of you guys.
We're thinking of you guys. I hope you, make yourselves be heard more, and you're all over the news. So
and my question is, if the bill passed, will the other countries pull back all their support like they're threatening to?
Well, that's the solution to that. Because really, it's really a human rights. It's a human rights issue already. Yeah, so they're gonna live gays in prisons. Only you, Ray, can think of that. For me, it was horrible. But for you, oh my God, they're gonna all have those sex. But it's really sad that they have to do these things secretly. Anyway, okay, let's move on. How about some movies? What did you guys watch lately? Have you guys seen lately?
I saw Shutter Island.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Go see it.
Go see it? You liked it? Okay, I heard Ray didn't like it too much. Did you like it a lot, Ray?
I liked it. It was just very predictable for me.
Oh, it was predictable for me? I haven't seen it.
Seeing the previews, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty. It's pretty easy to figure out what's going on, but the way they did it and like the execution of everything was so good. Especially if you're a gamer, there's a series called Silent Hill that is people who've played it will know what I'm talking about, but it is a perfect Silent Hill movie, and that is more than enough reason to go see it.
Hopefully it's better than the Silent Hill movies were.
Yes, very much so. It's much better than
We need to get Martin Scorsese to direct Silent Hill.
I would hope so, because he did a damn good job with Shutter.
But the cinematography and everything else was incredible.
Okay. So. I'm still waiting for Mike to watch that. Oh, really? Who's Leonardo DiCaprio's?
No.
Oh, okay. Are there bears in the show, in the movie? No?
A couple security guards, but
security guards, but they're all clean shaven, so I guess that's like a naked bear then? What would
naked
you call
bear.
That?
They're shaven bears. That's all I can say. That's right. Okay, so yeah, I want to watch it. I still want to watch it. I think Mike and I are planning to watch it because he likes Leonardo DiCaprio a lot, and he wants to watch it. And he wants to watch whatever Leonardo DiCaprio does. So it's,
he does a very good job. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. definitely worth seeing, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so another movie I want to talk about is Wolfman.
Haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
Nope. If I was told to wait till it came out on DVD.
Yeah, wait for it on DVD. effects, not too much. Nothing you've seen. Nothing that you haven't seen before. It's really like, to me, it's a little bit advanced than American Werewolf in London. If you remember how the transformation of a monster, of a werewolf happened back then, and that was in the 80s. It's pretty much similar now. It's pretty much similar the way the transformation is done. So it's nothing spectacular. It's
it only goes to show that no matter how much talent you put in a movie, they can still flop.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although they have Anthony Hopkins and Benito del Toro. Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, like I said,
good actors.
You get all kind of talent there. Just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what was this? I was listening to a. There was a video or something, and it was featured in Distorted View that there's this girl talking about Wolfman. He's saying, it's a ripoff. It's a ripoff of New Moon. Because it's, what is it? Werewolves don't look like that. Werewolves are all muscle guys and young and cute and handsome like Jacob. So that's
well,
how.
Well, obviously she's a tard. She never saw the original Wolfman.
Yeah, I should have seen that. He said it's a ripoff. Hell, it's a copy.
You didn't watch Teen Wolf. Come on now.
Oh yeah, Teen Wolf. I used to watch that. I saw that a couple of times before. Teen Wolf. God, you. What is it? That was also in the '80s.
Yeah. Didn't they make a sequel to that too?
Yeah.
Teen Wolf 2. You know, TOO. It was really terrible. It's really bad.
Yeah, I think Michael J. Fox was in the original one. And then some of the other cast was in the second one. And he was like his cousin or something like that. Or his younger brother or something like that.
Yeah, it's a cousin. Something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. But those are the days when he wasn't that sick yet. Oh, he wasn't sick then.
Yeah.
What's he have? Parkinson's?
Yep.
Parkinson's? Or Alzheimer's? Parkinson's. Yeah, poor guy. But he still looks healthy now. Or does he shake a lot?
Well, I think it depends on
the medication.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have good days, sometimes you have bad days.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like flaring up.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like any other disease. I mean, some days are better than others, and some days you just,
Okay. Well, that's really sad. But anyway, so that's Wolfman. But I do want to watch the, what is that? The Percy Jackson? No, what is it? The Lightning Thief?
Wait for DVD.
Yep. Is it 3D? I thought it was. Is it 3D? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
I thought you saw it.
I did see it, but I don't think it came out. I didn't see it in 3D, and I don't think it came out in 3D. Oh. It might have, and I just missed it. But of course, this week, it comes out Friday, don't you?
Oh, what? What's coming this Friday?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. That's banned in the UK. Is that how it is? I heard that it's going to be, they're not going to show it in the UK because they want to release the DVD 3 months after the movie.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the theaters are not going to get money. Why am I going to show a movie where in 3 months, we'll lose a lot of money after 3 months? So they would rather have a movie running for couple of months before they release the DVD, but if they're going to release it
because
it goes
early, because you can't even get it to a dollar theater by then.
Yeah, so. That's really a big, killer for the theaters, because if you ask me, I would probably wait for it on Blu-ray or in DVD because it's just a few months apart.
Yep.
And you get more. You get the interest cut or whatever. But having a... to me, it's still special. It's still good to watch movies in a theater. if it's very good effects, like Avatar.
Yeah.
Right? Movies yeah. like that.
Especially since Alice is coming out in IMAX 3D too. So
yeah.
you've got to go and see
yeah.
it. So.
That's what I got to do. I oh yeah, okay. Let's plan it. Let's see what we can do this coming weekend. We can watch something. It'd be nice.
Friday night.
Friday night? What's on Friday? Bowling. Friday night is bowling.
You can miss bowling one night.
Okay, we'll see. You can have dinner and then go watch a movie. Okay, so any other movies you guys are planning to watch or have you watched?
No.
I think that's about it for this.
I rewatched Big Eden the other night.
Oh, you are so gay, Big Eden.
It's one of my favorite gay films.
Yeah, it is. It's also one of my favorites. I still feel sorry for Pike. He's just he's just really sad. But he's really cute. He's really cute what he always did. It's a very
speaking of sad, have you seen this week's episode of Spartacus?
Oh, not yet. What happened?
Speaking of Ugandans, they killed the gay. Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler.
Oh, no! Ray, I still have to watch it. Spoiler. Okay, fine. Now
I didn't say which gay they killed. I just said they killed the gay.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, I'm gonna have to watch it. This is Spike TV, right? Is it Spike? No, wait.
Stars.
So it should be available in Netflix.
Yep, it's available on Netflix. I watched it today.
Probably tonight before I sleep, because I really like Spartacus. I did tell you guys, I think we talked about it last week about Spartacus or a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember, but they always kill off the bears. It's either the bears they kill or now the gays.
They kill the gays.
So I don't know, do you watch it, Jeremy?
No, I tried the first couple episodes and it's just too so bloody. Corny and so over the top that it was not,
I'll tell you, we need to hang in there. It gets better.
We'll see.
The fight scenes and the story is kind of okay, but when it comes to the blood, it's just over the top.
Yeah, I got to rewatch this episode because I was kind of distracted because I was doing other stuff while it was on. And there's this whole episode, most of it's an orgy scene going on.
Oh, really? Spartacus.
And they just kind of flash at stuff, and I swear I saw a couple guy-on-guy action in there and double penetrations and...
Are you serious? They're doing okay. I really have to watch it tonight. Double penetration.
I'm sure there's some butt to mouth in there too.
Oh,
I think that's a first for cable TV. Then if it's double,
it looks like it. Either that or they once got.
They actually showed.
Well, they didn't actually show it, but that's what it looks like.
Okay, wait, is it two guys and a girl, or two guys and a guy?
It's two guys and a girl.
Wow.
Well, it might have been, one in the front, one in the back.
One in the pink, one in the stink?
Yeah, uh-huh. One in the pink, one in the stink.
Ugh. Nice. Oh, my God. Okay, we got to watch it. I'll watch it tonight somehow. Okay, anyway, what else? Something I posted on Facebook, by the way. Have you guys heard of Magic Jack?
Yes, we've heard of Magic Jack.
I've seen the infomercials.
My understanding is all these foreigners buy it so they can talk to their relatives in the U.S. cheap.
And then not only it's cheap, it's it's unlimited. It's unlimited long distance, and they get a U.S. number. But since it's a internet thing, you can simply send the Magic Jack to whatever country you want it in, and you'll have a Texas number or a Houston number. A 713, or in my sister's case, it's a 510. It's in the Bay Area phone number. So he's got a California number. She's got a California number that she can call anywhere around the U.S. Now my sister got one. We gave her one, and she.
So this
got
is your sister in the Philippines, right?
Yes, my sister in the Philippines, and she had no perception of time. She called me Friday at 3 a.m.
That must run in the family.
Mm-hmm. What? Excuse me, what?
I think that runs in the family. Mike,
no
back
perception
me up.
Of time.
I hear your list, Mike. Oh, back
no.
Me up
no.
Some people have no perception of time or being any place on time.
Excuse me. I am always on time. And if not, I call ahead. I'm not.
No, you text. I'm almost there. I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my tagline. I always text Ray whenever I'm arriving. I'm very nearby. I always say, I'm coming. I'm almost there. Yeah, you always hear that a lot, Ray, right? Anyway, so yeah, my sister got that magic jack, and she tried. You know, she's been calling me 3 a.m. And then Saturday, she called me at 6 a.m. And she always wakes me up. And then she realized that, oh, I'm sorry, I woke you up on the Saturday morning. Okay, I'll call our aunts in California. And I told her, no, don't. It's 4 a.m. there. So we ended up spending probably a half hour explaining to her time zones.
No, it's 2 a.m. there.
No, 6 a.m. here. It's going to be
4 a.m. there.
4 a.m. there in California. So I had to tell her, you're going to wake up people at 4 a.m. So yeah, it's a good device. It's something that you hook up to your phone, to your internet, to your USB.
What, does everybody in the Philippines think everybody's on Filipino time?
Yes, I guess. It's just in the Philippines. I guess they're on Filipino time.
So did you tell your sister, only call me between these hours, this hour and this hour, Filipino time?
Yes. Yes, that's right. I gave her... It's if it's 7 a.m. there, it's going to be 6 a.m. or no, it's going to be 5 a.m. here, because we're still in fall back, right? We're still in the daylight saving time, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I told her that the specific times when to call. So I hope she gets the hang of it. And I told her, do not call on the weekends, because that's when I usually party the night before and they always sleep in, right? So I would rather have calls.
Mayor sleeps in even when you don't party. Don't let him fool y'all.
That's right. What did you guys do last weekend? Jeremy, what did you do this weekend? Just this past weekend?
There was a local Houston group here called the Gay Gamers, Houston Gamers, and they always had their monthly meetup this weekend, and it was a lot of fun. So,
gamer, what kind of games?
Mostly video games, kind of, you know, like Rock Band, and just everyone kind of getting together, having a few drinks. It's at a local coffee house here in Houston. So,
wow, I didn't know that. I should go.
Yeah. It's on Friday nights, Maynard. You can't go. You have
hope. Oh, that's right. Friday nights.
Saturday nights now, or they switched it because there's more people now. So,
oh, Saturday nights. So now night. You can go, Maynard.
So, what did you play?
A little Rock Band, a little SingStar, I think some Bioshock 2. They always bring out the newest stuff that comes out, and yeah, it's a good.
So this is a coffee shop or a bar? What is it?
It is a coffee shop that has a full bar in it.
Nice.
Called the Coffee Grounds in the Midtown area here, and yeah, they've got a full bar. They do drink specials for us, like blowjobs and Super Mario shots, and all kind of things in between.
Nice. So they actually provide, the coffee shop provides these video games?
No. Most of the people in the group provide the video games and equipment. They just kind of provide the power and the place. So
the gamer group would bring these big LCD TVs, mm-hmm. and bring a Wii or maybe the Rock Band stuff. Yeah, that'd be nice. How many people would come?
Usually about throughout the whole night, I guess about 50 or 60. Usually about, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 at one given time. And yeah, it's mostly a younger group, so Ray will be very happy there for sure.
Ray, you should go. You should geek out there. You should.
Most of them I've already talked to on Grindr, and they've turned.
Oh, they're gamers.
It's a very friendly group, though. So whoever wants to come, you are more than welcome to come. Yeah, there are meets every month. So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, it's a once a month thing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Aunt Martha coming to town. It happens once a month.
Mm-hmm. Stays for about 5 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You hope. But we must talk to Jeremy about what he was doing the weekend before.
Ah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Because he's a virgin.
You're a virgin.
I'm a Louis virgin. Well, no, not anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. So actually, it's a it's been a week now since we talked about Louis last weekend already, and we talked about what we experienced there. But tell us about your experience, Jeremy.
It was pretty good. I didn't do the actual Louis part of it. I went to most of the bars, like where was it on? Yeah, Tony's, and then Ripcord, and then EJ's. I was surprised because, you know, people were a lot more friendly than I thought they would be.
People are very friendly during Louis.
Yeah, I was
very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm. So, it was definitely a good crowd. Met a lot of people I talked to on Grindr, you know, or Manhunt, or blah blah blah, right, wherever. But it was interesting to see them all, you know, in person.
Did you guys turn on your Grindr that evening?
Oh, those evenings?
Okay. So what happens? What? So how does it look like? It's just beeping that you see 1 meter away, 10 feet away.
Well, let's just say the bear population of Grindr increased exponentially the weekend of three.
Yeah.
Nice. That is true. People from other cities, from St. Louis, and some people mm-hmm. from other cities in Texas. Yeah. It's always fun. I got to see Woofer, one of our friends in St. Louis, Woofer and Robert.
I met Woofer for the first time. He was very nice.
Oh, yeah. He's a friend of yours in LiveJournal?
He is our Flickr now. So.
Our Flickr. Yeah, Flickr. Oh, yeah. He posts a lot of pictures. So mm-hmm. Woofer was here at Louis with Robert, and we just kind of hanged out a bit. They were hanging out. It's fun. It's fun to see them again. I didn't see them on Saturday, Friday, at the Show of Shows, though. They must have been busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's fun. What do you think of EJ's?
I was the first time I went. I was surprised at how big it was. I did not expect EJ's to be that huge with that big of a patio and whatnot.
Ray, don't you go to EJ's sometimes, Ray, for the dick dancers?
Huh? Me?
Yeah.
What? I'm participating in that kind of nudity. Obscenity.
What?
I don't participate in that kind of obscenities.
You're right. And I'm the Pope. You're right. So, but then...
The only time I go to EJ's is Louis.
Tony's.
Anymore.
Oh, they don't do dances anymore? They don't do the dances anymore?
I'm sure they do, but I just don't ever think about going over to EJ's.
Yeah, you like the dick?
One thing I'm curious about, though, is how is Louis Weekend compared to like a bear run or whatnot? Because I've never been to a bear run before.
With bear runs, it's really more. Well, lots of guys, really, lots of bears, of course.
Yeah, but a lot more bears.
And it's more. It's a little bit more. How should I say it? More. The schedule is tighter.
Gotcha.
It's tighter, and there's a lot of things that are happening.
A bunch of bears are not any tighter, but schedule's a little bit tighter.
And it's. In a bear run, okay, this is going to be a problem, which is actually one of my observations too. And if you're a chaser like me, and in bear runs, it's more of a bear for bear thing. It's rare that you would see, you know, see bear for a chaser or chaser for bear, and that's just how it is in bear runs. And this it's coming TBRU in a few weeks from now. That's going to be. There's a lot of people there. I'm sure there's a small percentage of people who are like Ray, who like chasers. But there's really a big, big percentage of bear for bear. But they know how to have fun. And there's a lot of food, always.
That's all I feel really too. That was another thing I was surprised at, the amount of barbecuing and food and drinks.
Yeah. They feed everybody very well.
I was impressed.
But you know what I did not like about Louis was in the after the show. I think that's the time they should feed people because we got hungry. Like you got hungry too, right? So they should really feed people after the show because people are tired after performing or watching and sitting down for 3 or 4 hours. And it's just what I think. I think they should just skip the lunchtime, have the show. And feed the people before the after the show, and then when people go to EJ's to start pinning people, at least they've eaten already.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Bottom friendly food, though, should be bottom friendly.
High in fiber, yes.
High in fiber. Okay, so let me see here. We have an email from... Oh, if I can find that email. Am I going to find that email? Damn it. Oh, there it is. It's from Ed. Let's talk about Ed again. Our friend Ed, I was asking a question about Buck Ramsey. I said, he asks, guy, seems like Buck Ramsey has fallen off the radar. He sounded great on the show, but now it seems like he has vanished from the online world. So perhaps you could do a public service announcement about it. Yeah, thanks, Ed, for the email. Actually, Buck Ramsey, I don't know Jeremy here has have seen his videos.
Seen a couple. They're good.
I've seen a couple. They're good. Yeah, they're hot. Yeah. So we had them in the show, and then after a couple of weeks, he disappeared. And I did notice it myself. He disappeared on Twitter, and he didn't post much. And then I found out that I think there was some kind of dispute on his account. Maybe that's why he was. Maybe his account was disabled in Twitter. And I really don't know how this works with Twitter, that you can actually contact them, tell them that I am really Buck Ramsey, so you have to activate my account. So I think that's what happened. So he got back. He's actually back online and still posting all those, Furry Fridays and Big Dick Thursdays. I don't know what he calls it. But it's funny. He posts a video or two of himself or whatever. He's, could be fisting someone or doing someone or being fucked by someone. It's just that he posts those videos. He's back online. So, Ed, if you're listening, he's back online. You'll see, I think you'll still see him as Buck Ramsey on Twitter. So all his naughty pictures and videos are there also in this website, buckramsey.blogspot.com. Yeah, so watch out for that. I need to get back into it. I mean, we should have him in the show again, Ray. What do you think?
Sure.
He's got a lot of stories after. Because you know what he does?
Is he coming to TBRU?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know yet.
You should contact him. Maybe you can go film a live session.
Would you go to TBRU if he's coming?
I doubt it. I'm probably going to Asians and Friends that weekend.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're going to do the camping that weekend.
Maybe.
Oh, Jeremy, you should go camping. It's gay camping at the Rainbow Ranch.
I've never been. Well, we will see. We'll see what they have.
It's so gay. It's called the Rainbow Ranch. Well, it's not really roughing it either. You know, you have those faucets by your faucets and power outlets right beside your campsite. There are restrooms where you can shower rooms. You can shower there. It's really not roughing it. But the weather is nice and the company's good. The food is always good. And if you get guys or gays with you, they always cook a fabulous meal every night. Like one evening we had steak. That's real camping food.
Damn.
And yeah, and then the next night, Saturday night, would be gumbo. Chicken and shrimp gumbo. And
scrumps.
And with scrimps. Yeah, it's always a feast every night, and we sometimes end up inviting other people to join us, but that weekend I can't go because I'll be in TBRU, so that's what's the plan. Anyway, okay, hey guys, I need to ask you. Mike and I are planning a trip for Easter, mm-hmm. And we were kind of thinking. Because he's got his free time, I think I'll probably use some mileage or something for the flight. We're thinking either New Mexico, Washington D.C., or Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's one more city, New Mexico. Yeah, that's pretty much our choices. That's where Mike wants to go.
I always suggest Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, Mexico. That's what he wants to do. He wants Santa to go Fe, to Santa.
Beautiful.
Is it really beautiful?
Yes. Okay. Wonderful place. And there's a lot to do in that area because you got Los Alamos, Albuquerque, all over within like an hour or so drive. So
that's where he wants to go. He wants to go to Albuquerque. Yeah.
But on the other hand, D.C., all the cherry blossoms mm-hmm. should be in bloom by then.
That's also one of the reasons. That's around the time during Easter. That's around the time when the cherry blossom is going to be blooming. Yes,
and in Minneapolis, it'll probably still be 6 feet of snow.
Yeah, out of the group, I'm probably nixing Minneapolis just because of the time. And yeah.
So I should avoid Minneapolis.
Yeah, you should avoid Minneapolis until like August.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I don't know. Maybe we could ask the listeners. Listeners, if you guys listen, what do you think? Where should we go? Minneapolis? Well, in Minnesota, actually. I don't know where in Minnesota yet. Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Washington, D.C.? But would it be snowing also in Washington, D.C.?
It all depends on how bad the weather is, then, but usually
for the cherry blossoms, it's already the snow is done by then.
It is April. Yeah. It's around April 4, something like that. It's the week. It's
or
the weekend.
Better yet, y'all could go to Orlando and go to Universal Studio and go see the Harry Potter exhibit.
Okay. We could probably do that. We did do a Harry Potter thing in Chicago last year during Memorial Weekend, during Bear Pride. Mike and I went away from a Bear Pride thing and then we went to a Harry Potter exhibit. So what's that in Orlando? It's like a ride? It's like a...
it's like they built the whole Harry Potter village and stuff there at Universal Studios.
Looks like you can visit visit Hogwarts. You can visit Hogsmeade.
Nice. Yeah. We can go to Hogsmeade. That's so geeky. That's so dorky. let's go to Hogwarts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll find the room of requirement. You can look for that. And then you go in there, you see all those orgies. It's like a bathhouse.
Rooms. Well, not orgy rooms.
Orgy rooms.
It is a kids exhibit, but after all, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Maybe I'll open up a bar in the back room, but call the Room of Requirement.
Room of Requirement. Go in there and see all these naked bears. It's like a bathhouse. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, anyway, how long have we begun? Oh, it's almost an hour. It'll be an hour in about 10 minutes or so. So we're going to close this. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for joining us. It's been fun having you on the show. Maybe you could join us once in a while like this.
Yeah, let me know whenever. So it's been fun, definitely.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to do now? Watch some more TV? I have to watch Spartacus now. You guys got me into it, so I'm going to
the
watch
gay dies.
The gay dies. Thanks for the spoiler, Ray.
You too, Brute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how can people contact you, Jeremy? Maybe see your pictures. Do you have a Flickr account?
Is that
public?
www.lingling.com.
Just under, like I'm on LiveJournal under Rogan, Rowgun. That's also when I'm on Flickr and a couple of other places too. So
awesome. Okay. So thank you again, Jeremy, for joining us. Yes.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony. If you're listening, happy birthday. And also, my friend from New York, this is birthday today, March 1st. Yeah, we're recording this on March 1st. Happy birthday to Mike. Mike, my friend in New York. He was in the Philippines before. And I saw him again after a couple of years ago. But yeah, happy birthday, Mike. And Tony. And Ray. Okay, so
yes.
What else are we going to do? We're going to do this week. We're going to watch that Alice in Wonderland thing, right?
Okay. Yeah. Alice in Wonderland starring Madonna. Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Every time I see that picture of him with that gap tooth, I think of Madonna.
Yes, that's true.
So anyway, let's end this puppy.
Yeah, okay. But before we go, Drenched Fur, don't forget, March 26th to 28th, it's Drenched Fur 6 in Erie, Pennsylvania. And the winner is Ed from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So congratulations,
And when you get
Ed.
Done with Drenched Fur, Ed, you can come down to Galveston and register for Bear Watch in May.
That's right.
That's right. Come it is coming up May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Yes. Come join us here at in Galveston. Yep. So it'd be fun.
Bearwatch.net. Go register now. Mm-hmm. The price just went up today to $95 now.
Oh, I haven't registered yet. Should I have done my registration?
It's $95, brother.
Oh, well. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call. We have this little thing called a voice line. And you can call us and leave us a voice message. And you never know. We might just answer the phone one day and talk to you. But, call us. 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave a voice message and we will play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.